Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Ground Zone Radio. It is Saturday, April 23rd, and we are coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green. My co-host is Alfred Edwin Jr., my partner in life, love, and business, and my hubby.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and bring him in so he can say his hellos, do a little housekeeping, and we're going to get right to our show, which is Why Church-Based Premarital Counseling Does Not Prevent Divorce. Stay with us. Don't run. This is going to be a little bit different, too, the way we do this show this time. So come on back.
Well, first of all, happy Self-Love Saturday to everyone. We missed you. We know we saw all the tweets and emails we had took off a couple of weeks from the show, but we're glad to be back, and we're glad you're back with us. We never go too long without you, and we're always thinking about you. So when we're not on the air, it's because we're working on other things for you to serve Grown Zone Nation. Just two quick housekeeping things. One, we always give props and love to anybody who's in the Grown Zone family that's doing great things. And I was at a screening of the new OWN TV show. It's actually a dramatic series that's coming on in June called Greenleaf. It's actually about a megachurch. And one of our good Grown Zone friends, Lamon Rucker, who the actor who also participated in the Twitter chat for our book when we launched it last year, is one of the cast members, and so he went, and it's going to make you think, y'all. It's a deep, deep, deep show. It's called Greenleaf. Congrats to Lamon Rucker and the entire cast. Oprah Winfrey herself is a member of the cast, and I was glad to go to that screening at the Tribeca Film Festival here in New York. The other thing is I spoke at a lot of events, and a lot of things have happened these last couple of weeks, but we can't go through all of them for interest of time. But I was at the Dream Project in Atlanta yesterday representing Black Enterprise. It's a great, great event. Magic Johnson was a keynote speaker. I won't go through everybody. And a bunch of people bought copies of our book, Loving in the Grown Zone. So I just want to thank and acknowledge those people you won't regret it. You will look at relationships and your approach to them in a totally different way. And so I want to thank Tanisha Warner and Michael Warner, who are founders of the Dream Project, and all those people who really show love for the Grown Zone. And that's
all right.
It, babe.
Well, there we go. Okay. So this week, y'all, we're talking about why church-based premarital counseling does not prevent relationships. Let me set it up. In the Grown Zone, we challenge conventional wisdom, including overhauled and ineffective beliefs about how to create and sustain healthy relationships, including marriages. In this edition of Grown Zone Radio, we'll reveal three reasons why church-based premarital counseling, in the absence of ongoing relationship education, does not prevent divorce. And when we talk about ongoing, then it starts way before you meet your potential lover. Mate. Okay, all of that. your husband, wife,
whatever you want to call them.
If your life partner, even if you're not looking at, even if marriage is not a goal for you. It is biased. And these are the points we're going to hit. It's biased in favor of the marriage happening, whether the relationship is proven to be healthy or not. And it does not reach those most in need of relationship education when they need it the most. And then finally, we're going to talk about it's usually too little too late, okay, because the foundation has not been established. So we're going to hit all of those. We're going to talk about those. And we're going to, on this one, do this one a little bit differently, almost interview format-like, because while we're talking about this, Alfred, he hits on points as a professed Christian. Y'all know that I'm a certified minister in Christianity, although I don't practice Christianity. So how y'all like, what? What they got going on over there? Well, we are totally in agreement of how this works, but I want to be the one to really be able to dig a little deeper. So this is going to be interview format a little bit differently than we usually do. Okay? You ready?
Yeah, baby.
All right. So babe, let's talk about this first point. When we say that premarital counseling, when we talk about premarital counseling, why doesn't it reach those most in need of relationship education when they need it most?
Well, you got two primary issues, and let me give it a preface. Zara laid out some background. I am, again, I was raised in the church, as Zara was, Christian. You know, anybody who follows me on social media will see that I love Jesus and the whole nine. I also, both of my first two marriages were in the church. And my first marriage, was by the pastor of my church, and who was married at the time, and I'm emphasizing at the time, to his associate pastor of the church. So of the two main churches I've been a member of in adulthood, which involved three faith leaders, because two of them were married in the first one, they're divorced. All of them are divorced.
Yes.
Right. So just stick a pin in that and think about that.
Okay.
In the first marriage, I also received premarital counseling. And by the way, this is not an indictment of any of these faith leaders. I'm still friends with them. I still love and admire and respect them. And I'm not one of those people that believes, and we've done a show about this, that people should be shamed because they had a divorce in their past. You know, that's not a reason to devalue a person and who they are. So this is not about an indictment, and you shouldn't love yourself less because you've been divorced. But here's what I'm trying to get the point. If you are not getting relationship education long before you're thinking about proposing marriage to someone, long before you're putting a ring on somebody's finger, long before you're declaring that somebody's your boo and you're going to be together for life, or you're co-parenting now because you had your child, getting church-based premarital counseling is not happening when you need it. You need it when you're single. You need it before you've considered marriage. You need it before a wedding date has been set. And so what's happened in the most part is that, again, it's called premarital counseling for a reason, but the premarital does not start early enough. The premarital tends to start when a couple comes to a faith leader in the church and says, we want to get married. We'd like to get married here. We want to get married. We set a date. 5 months. And frankly, that is not when you need the counseling. So what we're talking about is that there's nothing wrong with church-based premarital counseling if it's done well. And that's the other thing. It's not done well everywhere. It's not done at all in many places. And it's not done well everywhere. But the biggest issue is that when you need to talk about what it means to be married, what it means to make that commitment, is long before 5, 6, 10 months before.
Do I hear you saying? Let me dig into this.
Yes.
Do I hear you saying that when most people have decided that they are going to get married, then they're doing that based on the emotions and the feelings in that moment or particular circumstances that have now dictated that now it's time. And that's the bubble that many people decide that they're going to get married in, because to say that the relationship, the pre-marriage counseling is not about the two people is what I think I hear you saying. It's more about the individuals and the foundations that they themselves bring. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think that's what you're hearing, but here's the bigger point I'm trying to make. Most of us, and this is why the Grown Zone exists and why Loving in the Grown Zone was written and why we do the different products and services that we provide, most people have no real education in regard to what a healthy relationship looks like.
Well, I guess that's when people get Loving in the Grown Zone, what will they be prepared for that the people who just decide based on emotions and feelings that now I'm going to propose and now I'm ready for my premarital
They will have learned the principles of the foundation of healthy relationships that precedes the marriage itself. So when you go to premarital counseling, that's like saying, we're ready to build a house. And they're bringing the foundation they brought to the relationship as the foundation. But the foundation is either unstable or unsound or has not been thought through. But usually when you get to premarital counseling, they're not going back to check your foundation by more than a cursory fashion. They're more focused on, okay, you're going to build this house.
So they're going to tell them how to build what they are then talking about how they need to build the house,
yes,
without considering the foundation. And if the two people say they are committed to building the house, they take them at face value for where they are to say, okay, well, this is how you now build this house without consideration for the foundation.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Y'all got that? Y'all?
And you're not going to get that foundation quickly.
Right.
That's the foundation being laid starts long before two people or any person decides, I'm ready to get married.
Yes. Did y'all get that? I got that. Because the foundation is about the individuals,
yes,
who they are, how they operate, what their characters are, what their character is about.
Do they have sustainer characteristics,
and are they committed to developing them? It's not just about the attractors themselves. And y'all know I'm twice divorced too, and met my husbands in the church. So we did have the premarital counseling,
yes,
and we did go through all of those things. And the things that my reality was the part of the criteria was make sure that they love the Lord and make sure that they are in the church, because as long as you two have Jesus, then you can make it through anything. You know, and we're saying there is nothing wrong with whatever your faith is. And everybody listening to us right now,
yes,
is they're not Christian. They operate in they have other religions.
We have people from all ethnicities, all religious beliefs,
all around the world. And people who don't go to church like me.
Right.
Right
now like us.
But have the foundation of characteristics, sustaining characteristics of an individual, and then when they come together, then they have what it takes to build a relationship based on honor, esteem, and respect.
So the reason why church-based marital counseling, premarital counseling, can't substitute for ongoing relationship education is the same reason knowing how to build a house and designing the house and painting the house is not the same as making sure there's a sound foundation for the house. And having a sound foundation for the house has to take place before a person says, I'm ready to get married. And that's why often, most of the time, premarital counseling, whether church-based or not, but we're talking church-based, is not reaching the people when they need it most.
Because when they are even deciding who they are going to marry,
or why
they're marrying, is part of the relationship education process.
Yes,
it's not the okay, now I found somebody that I like and that I think I want to be with, and I want to now just get married. Now I'm going to get premarital education. It's about what you do long before that.
Yes.
And so that's why we wrote Loving in the Grown Zone, because we both said I do in situations that we did not have the relationship education.
Yep.
And it was after the second divorces of both of us that we got grown and started to recognize that we have to, in order to choose the person that is right for us and that's going to have a healthy relationship with, and somebody that's a foundation to build on, then we had to commit to relationship education.
Which is self love and personal growth, which is what we talk about in the Grown Zone.
Okay.
But you're interviewing. I'm trying to be the interviewee.
Yeah, you sure are. Well, where are you trying to go?
Well, to the second point, which we kind of almost touched on, The sad truth is that most faith-based and church-based premarital counseling is biased in favor of the wedding happening. What does that mean? That means unless the relationship is proven to be unhealthy, and sometimes even when there's graphic proof that it's unhealthy, the bias is to let's work our way towards...
Let's work on those issues.
...issues so that the wedding can take place. And here's one of the big things about that. Most premarital counseling is taking place in that 10 to 5 month window before the wedding.
So they've already started. They've already determined the date, and they've already started the wedding planning.
Well, there's a natural conflict of interest. If the two people being counseled, they've reserved, they've got rings, they bought the dress, they got people invited, they've got people committed to being in the
they've
wedding.
They've already done the proposal.
They're invested.
Yeah.
And if the wedding is happening at their church, and the church has a vested interest, both financial and otherwise, because they've scheduled time and there's a financial incentive to make a certain number of weddings happen. Everything is leaning toward, unless it's something totally disastrous impending, this wedding's going to happen.
Now, y'all, let me say something. I was deep in my church. If I were hearing this during that time, it would be hard to hear. This would be really hard for me to hear during the times that I was engaged to those two husbands and about to get married. In fact, the second when I went to get premarital counseling the second time, the first counselor told us, I don't know if y'all are ready to say I do right now, so let's just stay with this for a while. What he should have been saying is, y'all are so not ready to do this. There, in fact, y'all need to cut this off completely. This really does not need to happen.
Well, I feel you.
But there was the prolonging. He said, "Let's not do it quickly." Let's work through this, which is ego driven because he believed that there was something he could do to make that healthy when it was already an unhealthy situation.
Often these counselors, unless they're extremely well trained, and let's be honest, in many churches they're not. They may have a passion for marriage. They're put in a difficult position because they don't want to be the one to tell a couple or go back and tell their pastor or go back. All the people who are invested in it, the parents, know this wedding should not take place. So you're right, baby. Sometimes the counselor, is talked to them and they're like, this is not going in a good direction. But because of the nature of church-based premarital counseling and the bias toward the wedding happening, their decision is really, am I going to be the one that raises my hand and blows this thing up? Or this tie goes in favor of letting the wedding happen. In other words, watching the person.
And then to say, I'm going to coach, then y'all just keep on coming to me and we'll work through this because
right.
then we'll pray through this and it'll be okay. Y'all, and I really hope that we're not coming off because the intent, and I told Alfred before we did this show, my concern was that we made sure that we were balanced enough that we did not come off at all as being condescending to the church. That's not at all where we want to be. And Alfred is also very keen on saying, listen, there are going to be people that we shake up, and that's okay.
But this is not a show against premarital counseling.
Right.
This is a show that's saying that in the absence of a broader commitment to relationship education,
yes,
beginning early in adult life, if not in teens, then church-based premarital counseling can only do but so much, which
yes.
is why the divorce rate is so high. And let's make it clear, the divorce rate inside the church is as high and growing
sure
just
is.
As fast is outside the church.
As
the track record
marriages.
For the so-called unchurched in marriages is no worse than the churched.
Absolutely.
And so it's not an indictment of being churched or unchurched. It's about whether in the absence of the kind of ongoing relationship education that we provide in the Grown Zone through multiple platforms, including our book, church-based marital counseling or any type of premarital counseling is only going to have so much effectiveness.
All right, I think that that's a good time to let's go crazy.
Yeah, we're doing something a little different today. obviously you have to be, I don't see how you can be anywhere in the world and not know who Prince is. Prince Nelson Rogers, also otherwise or better known as simply Prince, passed away suddenly this past week. It's impacting everybody around the world. And
it's impacting many people around the world.
Well, the vast
it
majority of people in some way. I mean, he did that have that kind of reach.
Yes.
And impact over those years. And he just excelled in so many ways. So we, in recognition of that, as opposed to doing our normal song that's
themed,
tied to the theme of the show,
yeah.
We just wanted to play one Prince song for our song break and for his family, his fans, and those who were impacted by him in tribute to Prince.
So let's get to this thing called life. We'll be right back.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one.
Doctor, everything will be all right.
Kill it, friend. Yeah, baby.
You know, he was considered maybe one of the greatest, if not the greatest, guitarists in the world. I saw a quote where Eric Clapton was asked, how does it feel to be the greatest guitarist in the world? And Eric Clapton said, I don't know. You better go ask Prince.
Okay.
So, I mean, again, you guys are probably, you know, watching media all weekend and probably for the week to come. So we're not going to just, you know, tell you stuff you've already heard or going to hear about Prince. But we just did not want to do an episode of Grown Zone Radio today without paying our own little tribute.
Yes.
So, and Zara was really slick. I like the way you get, we're talking about church-based premarital counseling, and we start out with Prince preaching with the church organ in the background.
I had to like, hey,
you know,
I'm gonna get my mix.
We always try to find a way
to
get a mix and it's tied in. But listen, you know, back to our topic about why church-based premarital counseling alone does not prevent divorce. And again, I want to make an emphasis. This is not against church-based premarital counseling as much as it is against the idea that without ongoing relationship education, a lifetime when you're single, when you're not even thinking about getting married, then by you wait until you get to a church-based marital counseling session on the way to the altar, it's not going to alter divorce rates. And we're talking outcomes. In the Grown Zone, we only have two standards. Is it healthy or unhealthy? And what are the results that are being delivered?
Yeah.
And the truth is, and I'm speaking as a Christian, as someone who loves Jesus, has loved him all my life, I profess it everywhere I go, the track record for church-based premarital counseling, if healthy marriages are the standard, because we didn't even get into the fact the marriages that don't end in divorce but are unhealthy and unhappy.
Yeah, that's 80%,
right. That's
y'all,
80%
including
of those that don't
in the
get
church.
Divorced.
In fact, those in the church have the religion that says, just keep on praying for them. God going to work on them. You
and
know,
in
all
the meantime,
of that
suffer.
And suffering. That's,
yes.
That's not our lot, y'all. It's really not.
And we need to address it, you know, and I'll give some credit to some faith leaders who are addressing it because they've been through some divorces.
Yeah.
We won't even, and now
yeah.
Some of them are like, you know what? Some of the stuff I preached in the past, I've had to come to Jesus, if you will, around because now I'm divorced and I have to talk about my choices and what does that mean for the people I'm ministering to in my congregation who are also facing the same thing.
Because
so,
it is about relationship education, not
yes,
premarital
not
counseling.
Not premarital counseling.
Okay? That's the ultimate point here.
And the Grown Zone is about the foundation. Let's make it clear.
Yes.
We're not about the house. Marriage is the house or the whatever relationship you're going to have
is
the house. We're saying that if the foundation under that house is unstable, is not built on honor, esteem, and respect, then whatever you build on it is going to crumble, whether it was built inside a church or outside
and
a church.
And it doesn't matter how strong your emotions are. It doesn't matter what bonds you guys have. It doesn't matter how many children you have. It doesn't matter what kinds of things you've done together in order to try and build that house. The foundation is
most
unhealthy.
Most marital counseling sessions are about 6 to 12 90-minute, couple-of-hour meetings.
Which means it's usually too little, too late because the solid foundation is
and
not
that's
there.
Not a substitute for ongoing relationship education. Go to grownadvice.com and see what we mean and join our intentional personal growth healthy relationships product and content experience. Get a copy of Loving in the Grown Zone and read that book. And stay on top of what Grown Zone is offering over these weeks and months to come because what we are offering to you and to everyone is relationship education that you're going to need for your relationships, whether they're marital, pre-marriage, post-marriage, no marriage, are going to be healthy and for you.
Relationship education, y'all, not waiting for premarital counseling.
Yes.
It's too late. If you haven't had any kind of relationship education, by the time you think you're going to say I do, then divorce is probably in your future.
Yes.
Or at least an unhealthy relationship.
And
that's not
marriage.
Us. That's not us, being negative. That's us saying, wake up, smell the coffee, because there's a better way.
There's a better way.
All right. That's all we came to say. Love y'all. Hope you got on your big girl pants. If you didn't, just go get some tissue, wipe your face. You're going to be
big,
all right.
Or
your big boy drawers. Whatever you need to go ahead on and swallow.
Yeah.
Until next time, y'all. We come in because they're dropping, because we love y'all. We really do. Live
and love
in the
grown
zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now, looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody. I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life. Ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be. To be authentic and painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making room for my joy. Every day.